Well, according to national statistics, this past weekend, 174 million Americans took part in a little bit of a retail therapy. Now, of those 174 million Americans that went shopping this weekend, one-third of them shopped exclusively online. Another third shopped exclusively in the stores, and the last third shopped both online and in the stores. Now, get this. Last Black Friday, it's estimated that we Americans spent over $5 billion in just a 24-hour period. Good job, guys. We did that. That was a 17% increase over previous years. And this year, it's anticipated that our country will spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $465 billion on presents this holiday season. Now, those are impressive statistics. But do you want to hear my favorite holiday statistic? My favorite holiday statistic is this. Of those $465 billion spent on presents this holiday season, it is estimated that about $90 billion of it will be returned after Christmas. That's one in five gifts. In fact, UPS has even gone as far as to declare January 3rd an unofficial holiday. UPS comes to refer to January 3rd as National Returns Day, where 1.5 million presents are sent back to the store. The clothes didn't fit. The appliances didn't go with the rest of the kitchen. The jewelry just wasn't your style. Not all Christmas presents are built to last. That's why this Advent season we're beginning a new sermon series that's going to ask the question, what are the gifts God gives us that do not break? What are those divine Christmas presents that are bestowed upon us that will not disappoint us? The things that you will hang on to for the rest of your life, because the truth is the gifts we give each other, the dress shirts, the scented candles, well, those won't last forever. But the gifts God gives, well, they will endure. So what are they? Well, as we begin this journey and look at this question of those eternal gifts God gives us, will you join with me in a word of prayer? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are a potter, and we are your clay. Amen. Well, in his book, The Good Life, a former chaplain of Harvard, Peter Gomes, reflects on that very first winter the New England settlers spent in the New World. The year was 1621, and the winter on Cape Cod was unseasonably cold. Disease and famine had decimated the pilgrim population. Over half of them died during what they would later come to refer to as the, quote, starving time. Now, in his book, Peter Gomes writes this. He says, Mayflower pilgrims were hardly prepared for the ferocity of the weather and the hard work of establishing a new colony. Things were so bad, he said, pilgrim leaders were said to have rationed 5 kernels of corn for each adult male. Supposedly, legend has it, that was all the food the pilgrims had that very first winter to eat, 5 kernels of corn per person per day. They were, after all, living as strangers in a strange land. They were thousands of miles away from the place they used to call home, and the truth is, at that moment, well, they were struggling. Struggling just to make it from one day to the next. you know, if nothing else, that story of the very first Thanksgiving, it should be a reminder that not every holiday is a happy holiday. Not every celebration, of course, is a time of joy for us. Oh, sure, sometimes this time of year, the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's the most wonderful time of year. Then again, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it can be a season of, well, struggle. I remember a couple years ago, I was invited by another pastor to participate in something he called a Blue Christmas worship service. I said, what's a Blue Christmas worship service? I've never heard of it before. Does it involve Elvis? He said, no, it's nothing like that. He said, a Blue Christmas worship service, it's a worship service intended for individuals who have lost loved ones over the past year. It's a service for people who aren't looking forward to Christmas because there will be an empty chair at the table and, well, things are just going to be so different. No, not every holiday is a happy holiday. Sometimes you end up as a stranger in a strange land. And so the scripture says for 70 years the people of Israel lived in exile. For 70 years they struggled. You see, the Babylonian armies, they had come and taken God's chosen people thousands of miles away from the place they called home. They had wiped out half their population through war and famine. Everything the people of Israel held dear in that moment was taken from them, and there was no going back to the way things used to be. Children were born in exile. Holidays were celebrated in exile. The people cried out, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. And she finds no resting place. No, make no mistake about it. This was not a happy season for the people of Israel. It was a season of mourning. Season of pain. It was a season of struggle. They simply weren't prepared for the ferocity of the hardship they were to face. You see, Babylon had taken everything from them, everything that is, except for one thing. What could Babylon not take from Israel? Well, the answer is faith. Surely the days are coming, says the Lord. Days when I will fulfill the promises I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. You see, here in our scripture passage this morning, God tells the people of Israel not to lose hope, because even in the midst of exile, even in the midst of that struggle, God will still be with them. God says he will deliver them from whatever adversity they face. Faith, it's the one thing that no one has the power to take from you. After all, there are many things we can lose in this life. At any moment, any of us can lose our health, our relationships, we can lose our resources. At any moment, any of us can end up as a stranger in a strange land. But faith, that belief that God is still with us even in the midst of the hardest moments of life, that faith is a gift that will not break. Even when you enter into that starving time, it will still be there. And why? It's because it's a decision that we get to make. No one can take that decision from you, that moment of trust. When you place your life into the hands of someone bigger, and you know that whatever is to come, it will be okay. Faith, you see, it's the assurance of things hoped for, not the conviction of things seen. And Jesus says, just a little bit of faith, just a little bit of faith, and you can move a mountain. You know, the story goes, the next time the pilgrims gathered for Thanksgiving, their tables were no longer barren. Instead, they were overflowing with food. The harvest that second year had been good, and the people were once again healthy, and they were secure. And to celebrate, they gathered around tables and gave thanks to God as they shared a meal with one another. And Peter Gomes says in his book this, he says that a Thanksgiving tradition developed out of that first year of struggle. It was a tradition that was passed down through the generations, where every Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts, five kernels of corn are placed on a red maple leaf and put in the middle of the table. You see, those five kernels of corn, they're meant to be a perpetual reminder of God's presence and providence in the midst of hardship, the way that God sustained them so long ago during that starving time. Yes, that's the one thing that can't be taken from you. No disease can touch it. No tragedy can steal it. No enemy can carry it away. Faith. It's what gets us through the good times of life and the bad. It's what's there waiting for you in the exile and the homecoming, during the joy and the hardship, in the feast and the famine. So don't give up on it. No matter what it is you're facing today, no matter what struggle has come your way, don't give up on it. Have faith. And know that God is still good even when the world isn't. Have faith. And know the Lord goes before you. He will not forsake you. Have faith. For surely the days are coming when he will fulfill the promises he made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Have faith. Because some gifts, they will not break. Thanks be to God. And amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that in times of joy, in times of hardship, you are with us the same. So God, grant us such faith that by day and by night, in good times and in bad, we might place our trust in you, knowing that indeed you are a God who can be trusted, and that in you is life abundant. Amen.